Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Tick. I got a little bit of a head start on my top 10 all-time NFL quarterbacks. I'm 3D, and then I got stuck. And then I was like, all right, how much do Super Bowls matter? How much do stats? And I don't know the stats well enough off the top of my head, which is part of the reason I just want – are you Googling?
I'm not Googling.
Are you Googling?
I haven't Googled.
You're not allowed to use – it's supposed to be off the top of your head.
Oh, okay.
So I'm 3D right now. That'll be the next segment of the show. For now – ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, all right, for the segment two of the Adam Carriker Show. Here on The Ticket is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. When are they open? They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. What do they have? You can try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, and a half smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. And I've mentioned they opened a new one, all right, like 5 minutes from our house. So we're going to be going there even more often as a family. All right, Nebraska baseball. Jake so kindly corrected me, and I appreciate that. You can always feel free to correct me. Don't be one of those people who just wants to be right. Like if you're being helpful correcting, I welcome that all day, every day. All right, Nebraska baseball actually starts today. They play at 2 p.m. Central Time. The 24th ranked Huskers take on UC Irvine, right, today. And then they take on the Commodores. They're still the Commodores, right? All these teams keep, it used to be the Golden Buffaloes and then all these, Colorado. And then there was another Golden something or other out there. And now they got rid of the Golden. Anyways, the Vanderbilt Commodores, who are actually number 16 in the country on Saturday. All right. So I want to give a shout out to Evan Bland. He did this preview, a positional look of Nebraska baseball this season. And I thought he did a phenomenal job. So we're going to kind of go over what Evan had to say here. You can check him out. He does follow him on Twitter. He does a phenomenal job with football, baseball, etc. All right. Now, the Huskers return roughly two-thirds, all right, of both their innings and plate appearances, talking pitcher and hitting-wise, from last year's 40-win team. All right, when you look at the infield, key returners, Caden Brumbaugh, all right, Dylan Casey. So we're talking second base right there. Shortstop, Will Jeske, a sophomore, all right? Also plays, looks like catcher and outfield as well. But Joshua Overbeek, all right, senior, third base. And then Case Sanderson at first base as well. Some notable newcomers, Jaron Cotton. All right, Colin Symbolista. I practiced this name and I'm still struggling. I apologize, Colin. People call me character, kick a car, carrot top, some other things as well. So I do my best. All right. Hogan Helsgo as well. All right, are some of the newcomers there when it comes to the infield. Now, they got experience and versatility. All right, Carey is a third-year starter entering his second season at shortstop. And it's a given, all right, kind of like Overbeek back again at the hot corner there at third base. But NU has options and different things they can do around the diamond, especially at first, especially at second. All right, when you think about Brumbaugh, Stokes, got the big bats. They were hot at times last year. All right. And guys, you can move around the diamond. Brumbaugh can also play outfield as well, leadoff hitter. So in the infield, they've got a lot of returning experience on this entire team as a whole. They've got a lot of versatility with things that they can do, especially compared to some of the recent Husker baseball teams. And I think this is probably going into a season as high of an expectation as people have had for Nebraska baseball in a while. And if you look at the top 25 teams in the country, it's in the Big Ten, Oregon at 12, Nebraska at 24. Now, if you go through some of these other teams, and this is where I kind of said, like, I got riled up a little bit yesterday. Like, all of a sudden, the SEC is good at basketball. They're allowed to be good at basketball, because I will readily say the Southern teams are, as an overarching whole, a little bit better in baseball and softball. It's easier to play those sports in warm weather. Yeah, that just kind of makes sense. They're not as good as they think they are in football, but they're not allowed to be good at basketball. But you look at these top teams, it's like Texas A&M, you got LSU, you got Tennessee, you got Arkansas, North Carolina, there's Oregon State, non-power four team there, Georgia, Florida State, Florida. The Florida teams are almost always good. You got Duke, you got NC State. Like, it's like ACC, SEC, heavy Vanderbilt, Oklahoma State. Is that the first Big 12 team to pop in here? Yeah, it looks like it. Oklahoma State's the first Big 12 team to pop in here. Mississippi State, Texas, Dallas Baptist Patriots, the power that is the Patriots. All right, Arizona, UC Santa Barbara, TCU, Nebraska 24, and Troy. Rounds out the top 25. But when it comes to the Big Ten, I think Michigan's got a pretty decent squad coming back as well. But most people are looking to Nebraska. Most people are looking to Oregon as well. One other thought when it comes to the infield. All right, Will Jeske, very good hitter. He can also kind of go in there at the outfield, at the backstop as well. When you look at the outfield, all right, some of the key returners. Max Butenbach. I actually had the chance to chat with his dad moving back to Lincoln. We were trying to figure out some of the good local youth baseball programs in the area. Obviously, you know, he's got a lot of experience. His dad was at the university. His son Max played. And shout out to the Braves organization. It's where we ended up for this season. So very excited about that. The key returners, you got Butenbach, Case Sanderson, Riley Silva, Gabe Swanson. All right, with some of the newcomers, you got Cale Frost and Robbie Bolin. Now, they got a little bit of depth here, which is nice. Okay, you expect Silva to kind of be the guy in center field. And he's got a .406 on base percentage, over 30 steals a year ago. All right, you got Swanson with 26 homers in his last two campaigns. All right, the South Dakota State transfer, Frost had 21 homers last year as well. Sanderson in right field. Again, shout out to Evan Bland. I'm kind of going through his position by position breakdown of Nebraska baseball right now. Evan does a great job. So check out the full article. Check out all of Evan's work as well. Hit .338 a year ago. Butenbach enjoyed, probably his best, the most productive. How about we use that word? Productive summer of anyone on the roster. Okay. And so when you look at the outfield, that's kind of where the big bats are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
They got a solid two deep, which is what a lot of teams strive for, you know, especially like even basketball and football teams strive for. You have less injuries in baseball beyond the pitcher's mound, but it seems Nebraska's got a little bit of flexibility there as well. The starting rotation, key returners, Jackson Brockett, Ty Horn, Carson Jassa, Mason McConaughey, Will Walsh. Notable newcomers, mostly TJ Coates. All right. McConaughey is a preseason All-American and starting today as well. So he appears to be the team's ace coming in to the season. All right. When you look at Ty Horn, he's going to get the start on Saturday versus Vanderbilt. He was one of the most highly recruited players that Nebraska's gotten recently and did a great job of keeping hitters off balance last year as well. When it comes to the field, when it comes to the infield, the outfield, they got experience. They've got a lot of guys coming back. And I think that's something that's really going to help the Huskers with the starting rotation and pitching. Is there a clear-cut ace? Do you find three or four solid starters that you can depend on? And out of the bullpen, who's your first guy in a jam? Who's your closer? Who do you rely on? Okay, so some of the notable newcomers, Luke Broderick, Price Bender, both right-handed pitchers. All right, key returners, Jalen Worthley, Tucker Timmerman, Greg Clevinger, Caleb Clark, Drew Christo. And I leave anyone out. Tucker Timmerman, I think I already said him. And so when you look at this, this is a team, like you look at Worthley, Christo, and Timmerman, they rate high on a list when it comes to arm strength, arm power. Okay, a crowd of touted freshmen likely have the luxury to ease into college ball because of the experience they have in the pen. They've got some talented kids coming in. And in baseball, guys tend to play a little bit earlier than other sports, although football has changed. Obviously, basketball is completely different, so that's probably different than it used to be. But these are guys you can take your time with them, let them develop, let them improve, let them get better. You don't have to rush them out there on the mound if you're not comfortable with them. All right, Bender. I believe I mentioned Bender a minute ago. Pretty impressive last fall. And he has a velocity of the low 90s. So keep your eye on him coming out of the pen as well. What are your thoughts on Nebraska baseball entering this season, Jake? Kind of the expectations. We're staring outside in snow. Yet we've been playing softball. Now we're getting ready to play baseball. Preseason ranked. And a lot of people think this team can be at least in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, it's kind of fun just to kind of jump in from basketball and when you're talking about men's and women's and kind of fighting to get up to the kind of upper half of the conference, where baseball and softball, they come in with the expectations to be number one or number two, to be right up there to try to win. Obviously, if you're at number two, even, you're expecting to win the thing. So it's going to be exciting. Obviously, you bring in some of those West Coast teams in the Big Ten, but Nebraska hopefully has got it real in here. Let me ask you this, because they've got four games over the next, and I could tell by your comments earlier about Cal State Fullerton, who that you know a little bit about your baseball history.
A smidge.
My family lives right by Cal State Fullerton campus, so I've visited the campus before. Nice little Augie Garrido statue out front. He took them to the College World Series before going to Texas. But in any case, the first four games, they have UC Irvine, Vanderbilt, San Diego State, and Grand Canyon. Of those four teams, three of them made the NCAA tournament last year. Which one did not? So it's UC Irvine, Vanderbilt, San Diego State, and Grand Canyon.
So the one my mind goes to is Grand Canyon, but I feel like I don't like the look on your face right now. You got like an evil look, like I've got him. He doesn't know.
It's going to be tough.
I feel like there's a trick part of this question. I feel like I should almost say Vanderbilt the way I don't know the answer, the way I pumped him up earlier. The obvious, seemingly obvious answer is Grand Canyon. The one that would be the surprise answer is Vanderbilt. Then you've got San Diego State, UC Irvine. UC Irvine's pretty good at baseball. I know that as well from over the years. I don't freaking know. I'm going to go with San Diego State.
Great pick. Great pick. They play at Tony Gwynn Park. But yes, they were 17-37 last year and have not been in the NCAA tournament since 2018. They've had guys like Mark Grace, Travis Lee. Obviously, like I said, Tony Gwynn go through the program. But they've struggled a little bit.
I didn't think you'd go with the big surprise. I didn't think you'd go with the obvious. I know UC Irvine's pretty good. nothing like the process of elimination and just getting purely lucky at the end of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, real quick, before we head to break, and then we are going to discuss the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time when we come back. And then, did Scott Frost call out Trev Alberts? I don't know how you come to any other conclusion after we play the clip. That'll be at the top of the hour. But real quick, all right, the Huskers host wrestling and 21st-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Come support the 5th-ranked Nebraska wrestling team. Their final home duel of the season, they face 21st-ranked Indiana. It's senior night. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the senior class. That's this Sunday, February 16th at 12:30 p.m. Let's see. I had a couple other things here. Number 15, Nebraska men's gymnastics team hosts number 11, Greenville, in their home opener. All right, that's this Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. We'll be streamed live on Big Ten Plus. A Big Ten championship celebration and an autographed poster session will follow the meet as well. All right, and then let's see what else we got here. Former Nebraska volleyball libero Lexi Rodriguez has been named a semifinalist for the AAU Sullivan Award. In total, 39 athletes, each of the at the top of their respective sports, have been chosen as semifinalists for the 95th AAU James E. Sullivan Award. Since 1930, the AAU James E. Sullivan Award, that is a lengthy name, although very prestigious, has been presented to the most exceptional athlete at the collegiate, Olympic, or similarly other elite level in the United States, as well as honoring athletic excellence. The AAU Sullivan Award also recognizes the chosen athlete's character and honors their quality of leadership, citizenship, and sportsmanship. A one-week voting period for fans to determine the finalists will open to the public on February 18th and will close on February 25th. The winner of the 95th AAU Sullivan Award will be announced at an awards ceremony on April 15th at the New York Athletic Club. This is a pretty cool thing she's up for. The winner will join a renowned list of recipients that includes people like Caitlin Clark, all right, the only two-time winner of the award. Other prior winners are Michael Phelps, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Michael Kwan, Peyton Manning, and more greats. All right, so good luck to Lexi Rodriguez, and I sure hope she wins that. She'd be very, very deserving. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time, as we wing that from the hip, but we're going to have some fun. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Life is unpredictable. But how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.